Give us an update on Sean Mathias today.
Both Sean and Jacob Trouba won't play tonight, upper body. We'll get a better handle on him when we get back home.
What's it like for you to get your group right back into NHL mindset here today after a couple of different days?
And that's all they are. They're just unusual part of your schedule. So, you guys have been on the road with us. Feels like we've been on the road for a week and a half and haven't played a game in a month. But it's only been 2 days. So this will be a physical contest tonight. They're a team that finishes a lot of hits, so that'll get you right back into the game quick.
Talked a lot about Nick Batan yesterday. Now he's going back in. Does he have to strike a balance between staying within his system but also trying to produce more? Like, you know, you've been talking about you want a little bit more from him, but is it a mindset for him?
No, it's development for Nicky. He's among a group of younger players that are still trying to prove they can play regular in the National Hockey League. So all players have to do the same things. When you don't have the puck, they have to be effective. And then everybody has something to sell. And an offensive player like Nicky that isn't yet ready to play in the top six of your hockey team or in the top nine at times isn't going to get a chance to play with Blake Wheeler. So I'm not expecting 50 points out of Nicky. So, but I do expect when he gets on the power play that we see some good things from him, and we have at times, and other times he's developing. He's still trying to strike that balance. The question still remains: is he a center iceman? Can he play center ice in the National Hockey League, or will he have to go to the wing?
Are you tempted to use him on the wing during this last stretch?
Some of it will be structure. I'd like to keep Andrew Kopp on the wing because I think there's something there. But we put him back at center based on the size of other lines to balance it out. Nick may get a chance on the wing, but if we're healthier on the wings, we'll stay at center.
What have you seen from the Islanders since the coaching change?
You know what? They haven't changed a whole lot systematically. I think they got had a really difficult start, and now they're grinding back into a tougher schedule. They've had some players that got off to cold starts, and Andrew Ladd now is closing in on that 20 to 25 range by the end of the year. So he's playing much better for them. They've had some young kids come up, and maybe they're a little bit more dynamic with a few of their young players can skate and can handle the puck really well. But their injuries have taken a toll on their team, and they're in a bit of a tough grind right now.